Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English,
the Golden Guide.
At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia. Oh, you catch up. Good, good. Good morning, Brother Zach. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
You are from Samoa. How's Brother Angus?
Oh, he's doing really well.
Oh, he's, good. Thanks.
He'll be back end of August, actually.
Thanks, to God. So, Brother Zach, thanks be to God that God really was good to your life and he protected your travel.
Yes,
and you are able to be with your loved ones, and also in our program here on Planet FM. And thanks be to God that the coordinator of Zero West, they asked me to be an announcer of the Zero West.
Zero Waste, yeah.
Yeah, so she will book me, Mom Helen.
Yeah, well, my waste isn't quite zero.
A zero waste, not the, your hips in the way. A zero waste about rubbish. Thanks be to God, Mom Helen and Mom Camelia, both of them were allowing me once again to be an announcer. The MPI, fisheries.
Very good.
The restricted areas. And thanks be to God, the another project. And Brother Sark, do you have any friends who are celebrating their birthdays?
Well, while I was away, I even clocked over another year.
Okay. before, it's good I ask you, please, for our opening prayer. Please.
So, Lord God, you who are the wonder of our lives, you tell us that you carry secrets, and it's our challenge to find them out. And today we're going to talk about one of those secrets that related to the Jews and the Gentiles in Ephesians 3. We ask that you'd give us insight into what you're talking about so that we can agree with you. Amen.
Amen. So I will play. I play a birthday song. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no, once again, ipatugtog naman natin ang birthday song. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, nakalipas na, belated, at ngayon, araw na to, happy birthday to you. O sunod na mga araw, advance happy birthday. Pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan, ang birthday song, Happy Birthday, Aking Mahal. Lalaki naman to ang singer, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan muna natin ito, si Sir Rene. Nakalimutan ko lang kung ano ang apelido niya. Happy Birthday, aking mahal na kaibigan, kapatid, kilala. Sa inyo tong lahat, ito na.
Thank you. Happy birthday aking mahal. Marami pa sana kaarawan. At sa araw ng iyong pagsina, ang nasa isip ko'y wala kundi ikaw. Happy birthday aking mahal. Tangit ko sa iyong iyaanay. At dalangin ko'y magbigyan ka ng ligayang dulot. Sa'yo'y walang hanggan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matamtan. Sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Gabi naririto, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift. Piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yo may iaalay. Ayang dalangin ko na sana magbigyan ka ng ligayang tulog sa'yo'y walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana'y makamtan. Sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matutupad. Sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad. Hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Salamat Panginoong Diyos. Once again, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Huwag kalimutan, pasalamatan ng Diyos. Go to the church and give thanks to the Lord and give your testimony to testify how good is God in your lives. So, huwag kalimutan, punta sa sambahan, hindi sa balay aliwan. Doon sa sambahan kung saan ka umanib at pasalamat ka sa Panginoong Diyos. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. Ating gospel song, Brother Zach, this song sung by our favorite singer, Sir Carol Robertson. So, Lord, please make me a servant. So, we are a steward.
Amen.
If the steward, they are belong to the the servants of God. So pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan itong awit kay Sir Carol Robinson, play, Lord, please me, please make me a servant. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
Make me thy servant in my life, make Jesus real. Fill my heart with your mercy so others, Jesus, can see. Lord, please make me thy servant. That's all that I want to be. Something wonderful about serving our Lord. What we do for His kingdom will last forevermore. Lord, please make me thy servant. Teach me to do thy will. Please make me thy servant. In my life, make Jesus real. Fill my heart with your mercy so others, Jesus, can see. Lord, please make me thy servant. That's all that I want to be. Life will soon be over. I'll stand at the judgment day. Well done, thou faithful servant. I want to hear him say, Lord, please make me thy servant. Teach me to do thy will. Please make me thy servant. In my life, make Jesus real. Fill my heart with your mercy so others, Jesus, can see. Lord, please make me thy servant. That's all that I want to be. Lord, please make me thy servant.
Amen. Thanks be to God. The gospel song that we have heard this morning, Lord, please make me a servant.
Yeah.
As for me, I ask him too, Lord, please make me your servant, one of your servants.
Yeah.
So that there's a...
And of course,
yes.
In that whole picture, in Ephesians 3 and verse 1, it simply says, for this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, or the servant of Christ. He, you know, Jesus said he came to serve. And if you don't know what to do, just serve.
Amen.
It does well. Yeah. So in this conversation that we have, we want to talk about this, you know, the secret, you know, in verse 2 it carried on, indeed, you have heard of the administration of God's grace, which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me a mystery. You say, a mystery? What mystery? And when in the Jewish world, very few other people became walked into the Jewish perspective, but God had a different plan, a secret plan, And he tells us about that plan in Ephesians chapter 3.
Even secret, as it has now been revealed.
Yeah, yeah.
To his holy apostles and prophets. Amen.
You know, and this mystery of Christ, which in other generations was made known, okay, was not made known, rather. Now, I want to look at, maybe if you want to read verse 5 in Tagalog.
It's good in English first.
Okay.
And then I will read it in our dialect.
Okay.
So Ephesians chapter 3, 5 up to what?
Verse 5 and 6, say.
Okay. It's good English first.
Yep. What shall I? Okay. So here's this. This is in the New American, okay? And, oh no, it's not. It's in the New Living. God did not reveal it to previous generations, but by his Spirit he revealed it to his holy apostles and prophets. And this is God's plan.
Amen.
This secret plan. This is God's plan. Does that sound a bit tricky?
So finish.
Both Gentiles and the Jews who believe in the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body. Both enjoy the promise of the blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen. So, verse 5 up to 6. Chapter 3, verse 5 up to 6.
Yeah, verse 6.
5
and
6. Nang ibang panahon ay hindi ipinikilala sa mga anak ng mga tao na gaya ngayon na ipinahayag sa kanyang mga banal na apostol at propita sa Espiritu, na ang mga hintil ay mga tagapagmana at mga kasangkap ng katawan at mga may bahagi sa pangako na kay Kristo Jesus sa pamamagitan ng Ebanghelyo.
Yes.
Thanks be to God.
So there's a sense that we're part of something much bigger.
Amen.
And so he revealed to his holy prophets and prophets in the Spirit, it says, in the Spirit. To be specific, there's in verse 6, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and are fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
Amen.
So we share together. So in Romans it says, first the Jew, then the Gentile. And that we, as Gentiles, were grafted into the vine of the Jews. And so this is we call our belief Judeo-Christian, because its foundation was all Judeo. And most of the scriptures were actually written by Jews. And most of the, and our Savior was born a Jew. So it's not surprising that we have this relationship that sometimes isn't easy, but it's important and it's valuable, that the community of God is made up of every culture and every group who want to lean into the true heart of God.
Amen.
So what does it say? It says that we should walk together in all we do. And sometimes even we as Christians find it hard to walk together. We sometimes even struggle in our marriages. But struggle is all right. But it's the overcoming that's the important thing. You know, the scripture talks about a man that he falls, and the scripture says, though he falls, he shall not be cast down. Why? Because God upholds him with his hand.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And this is the wonder. It talks about a man who falls six times. Well, how could he fall six times? Well, he obviously stood up again the previous five. And this is our nature, is that life is a struggle. Life is as a challenge. And for us, the challenge is to always get up, always lean into God when things go wrong. And lean into God all the time, really, but especially when things don't go so well. And what leads me to prayer? It's often somebody's troubles. And here's my challenge, is that my goal is to be a blessing wherever I go. So, in fact, I've been away 2 weeks in Samoa. You know, the challenge for us always is to be bearing gifts. So I actually took three guitars with me to give away to specific people that God told us to. And it's such a blessing to do that. And there's so much more that we can do, eh? But the challenge is to be a blessing, to serve, to choose to care for the members of the body, to choose to speak life to all those who we meet, and in a sense particularly those who do not believe, so that they might that they might get jealous and want to follow Jesus too. So here's the next verse, because this is half our challenge, is that God, the Bible talks about us as priests and kings. He wants us to be ministers of the gospel. What does that mean? It means that we've got to talk to people, tell them our story, what God is doing in your life.
Amen.
Can we read verse 7?
Seven.
And I'll just read it here.
Okay.
Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power.
Okay. Na dito ay ginawa akong ministro ayon sa kaloob ng biyayang yaunang Diyos na sa akin ay ibinigay ayon sa paggawa ng kanyang kapangyarihan.
Right.
Amen.
So here it is again in a slightly different version. Okay. By God's grace and mighty power, I've been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news.
Amen.
And of course, we know that that's our job too. It was Paul's job, and it's our job. By serving him, well, serving's good, eh?
Amen.
And we do it with God's grace. Okay, the privilege of serving him by spreading the good news. What's the good news? Life in Jesus, salvation.
Amen.
Restoration. He makes all things new if we let him. And there's such a challenge in that. Okay? So, here's the next one. This is verse 8. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable riches. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? But it's true. Okay, verse 8.
Sa akin, na ako ay kabababaan sa lahat ng lalong mababa sa mga banal, ay ibinigay ang biyayang ito upang ipangaral sa mga hintil ang mga di malirip na mga kayamanan ni Kristo.
Okay.
Amen.
Now here's this New Living Version again. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ.
Amen.
Endless treasures. That sounds amazing. Have you found those endless treasures? Are you leaning into God so that you can embrace that too? Because the truth is that God will give you more than you can imagine if you let him. And this is the wonder of God, is that the more you lean in, the more you are hungry for his purpose, the more he will feed you. You know, he says, you know, if you're not thirsty, well, don't come and drink. But if you are, come to Jesus and drink of him. And the drink will refresh you, it'll revive you, it'll give you insight and understanding. And there's the challenge of it, isn't it? If you lean in, you get it. If you don't, you miss out. So lean in to God. Okay, what's verse 9 say? It says, and to bring to light for everyone, what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. And verse 9?
At maipakita sa lahat ng mga tao kung ano ang pagiging katiwala sa hiwaga. Amen. Na sa lahat ng panahon ay inilihim ng Diyos sa lumalang ng lahat ng mga bagay. Amen.
Okay.
Stewardship.
So here's the new living again. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning.
Amen.
So this amazing plan. So under the old covenant, the people of God had to obey the law, which was pretty tough because mostly they didn't succeed. And what was the goal? The goal was to become more like Jesus, become more like God. And so the law was intended to help us to live well. And we, too often, we treat it like big rules. When the law was declared, it says, you look at Exodus 20 and verse 2, and it says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and who freed you from slavery. And that's why I want you to do these other things. I want you to have no graven images. Don't want you to make them either, because you'll end up worshipping them. And then steps of obedience, honor your mother and father, and even the sense of you must have a day off, and then you'll find that laws 6, 7, 8, and 9. If you do not covet, you won't disobey any of those laws, because that's the only law that spoke of your head, inside your head.
3 minutes.
And God asks us to rule over what's in there. So if you don't covet, if you don't desire something in such a way as to want to take it away from somebody else, and whether it's lies or adultery or murder, if you don't covet, that won't happen. So choose not to covet.
Amen.
Choose to be thankful for what God has given you. So you live in that. And God will give you more anyway.
Amen.
And especially when you're generous. So today, as we conclude here, this plan that Jesus made, that God made, that to give us unsearchable riches, it's a plan that you have to walk into, that you have to live. You have to say, Jesus, I want to follow you in everything. And the more you follow, the more of his wisdom comes out. This last verse, verse 10, so that through the church, we are the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. How does that go?
Okay. Upang ngayon sa pamamagitan ng iglesia ay maipakilala sa mga pamunuan at sa mga kapangyarihan sa sangkalangitan ang kapuspusan ng karunungan ng Diyos. Amen.
Amen. And here it is again. God's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display his...
And thanks for listening.